Today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Now, maybe you plan to put all your New Year enthusiasm to good use in the garden. And if so, Dermot Gavin and Mari Staunton are here with all of the advice that you need. And you can get in touch by texting 51551 or you can email us todaycb@rte.ie. You're very welcome. Lovely to see you again.
Thank you.
And happy New Year to you. So listen, the ground isn't frozen at the moment, which is probably good news if you want to get your jobs done, Mari, for January. But what can you be doing?
It certainly is. I mean, this is tree planting season, if you like. So from November to February is a great time to get trees into the ground and shrubs and stuff like that. And the fact that the ground isn't frozen means it's a lot easier to get a spade in and dig out an owl hole to put it in, you know. So that's the beauty of that.
And in olden days, let's say, before we had this thing called containerized, so before we went to the garden centre, bought everything in a pot, things used to be planted often bare-rooted, and especially trees are things like hedges. So traditionally, this time of the year would have been the time to do it when everything is absolutely dormant. And this year, I suppose it would be a little bit risky because trees don't know what they're doing and things are coming into bud when they shouldn't be.
Well, they are, but I suppose the best, because you're planting a tree at the moment and the ground is easier to manage and it's slightly warmer, the root system will just take its time getting out into the ground. But you will have to stake. If it's a decent sized tree, you will have to stake it. And sometimes the mistake people make is staking it on the wrong side. Sounds a bit odd, doesn't it? So if the stake is put on the side of the prevailing wind, which is southwesterly in Ireland, the wind hits the stake, the tree moves away from the stake. You've got the tree tied to the stake, so it's not rubbing against the stake, breaking its bark. Mm-hmm. So always put the stake on the side of the prevailing wind, so southwest. We get our wind from.
But you have to check it regularly so that it's not
as the tree
flooding into the
as the tree grows. Yeah. We've all seen those trees that look a little bit like Kim Kardashian.
Yeah, nice curvy trees. Curvy trees, I think he means.
You have to loosen the straps.
I've never heard that analogy before, but well done. Yeah,
okay, that worked. Right, so many questions already. Can you ask the gardeners if it's still okay to plant autumn bulbs, tulips, etc.? Yes to tulips. I can answer that because so Monty Don last night said it's your last chance now to plant the tulips.
Yeah. Well, kind of Monty's wrong, because if you still have the tulips in a month, plant them. It's not the last chance. Tulips, traditional time, I suppose, is December, when it's meant to be really cold because there's a virus that's associated with them that can be killed at that time of the year. But if you plant them in late January, even in February, most of them won't flower until April or May. They'll still flower.
Yes, but you have to do it. This is your time is running out if you want to see those lovely flowers
just
at that time of year.
Get them out of the garage and into the ground, because they're better in the ground than in your garage.
Okay, my gosh, I can't keep up with the questions. Geraldine, can I lift two young trees? I want to bring them to my new house in March.
Yes.
Should you do that now?
Yes.
Let's get them out. The secret is, and that's in the question, they're young trees. Mm-hmm. If they were 7 years or more, she'd have to prepare them this year for moving next year. So the fact that she said young trees to me would mean 2 to 3, maybe 4 years of age. She needs to get enough of the root system. So don't dig it so you're taking out the top part of the tree and a tiny few dangly roots. Make sure there's a good clump of roots with it.
Is it high risk?
Not with a young tree, and depending on the tree, of course, but not with a young tree. If you do what Mari says, bring a good root ball with it, and also keep all that damp. If you're planning to move at some stage later in the year, and let's say midsummer or something like that, or even into next autumn, and you have young trees, you could lift them now and put them in big pots or containers.
For moving.
And keep them watered and keep them staked with that idea of wind rockers or something like that. But it's a great time to either move trees or prepare for moving trees, or indeed bigger shrubs.
So if you're moving later in the year is not when you take it out of the ground.
Okay, I get it. And the other thing, just to mention about the water, even if it's raining, you still have to make sure that tree that you've moved is sufficiently watered during the year, during its first year in that you've moved it, because it can dry out really quickly.
Yeah, and keep it in pots.
That's right. Okay. If you're moving shrubs, sorry.
Here we go.
If you're moving shrubs, there's another thing that you can do, especially later in the year. You can cut an awful lot of the foliage. If you cut the trees back, you can lose the shape of the tree. But most stress is caused by water loss. That'll come through the foliage or flower or whatever. So trim as much of the foliage back as you're doing with the roots.
Okay. Okay, it sounds high risk to me if you don't know what you're doing. Emmett in Dublin wants to know if you can tell him when is the best time to start preparing the ground and planting wildflower seeds and lawn seed.
It's a bit early for all of that. The ground is still, we are still getting some frost. It's waterlogged occasionally because when the rain comes, it really comes. So I would let the ground at the moment dry out in any wind that we have. And I suppose about March or April is
April is a great time for lawn seed. And then if you're doing that, you may as well do the wildflower seeds at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Is it okay to move a small plum or apple trees now? And what's the best month to apply potash?
But potash is for fruit and flowers, so you kind of put that on in the spring to give the tree a boost for producing fruit and flowers. So that's kind of springtime.
Can they move them now though, those trees?
Yeah, you can if you get enough of a root system on them.
Same as the others.
Exactly. Same as the others.
So any tree you want to move. Now is the time to do
young
it.
Young tree.
Any young tree. Or even if there's a great tree outside the canteen here in RTE, Arbutus unido, the Killarney strawberry tree. Absolutely magnificent. And that has been moved, I think, two or three times in its history as a mature specimen. So if you're planning in the future, if you have the most gorgeous oriental maple, and if you're planning in the future to move, you can move established trees once you prepare over a series of years by digging a pit around it, filling it with light compost. That means you'll be cutting some main roots and fibrous roots will go into that. So plan a couple of years in advance.
Wow. John in Navan says his calla lilies collapsed under the weight of snow on the Navan Road in Dublin. Rather, sorry, John. Should he cut them back to the base of the plant?
If they're wilted down, when they would have gone mushy and black from the frost.
Anyway.
Yes, the new they come from kind of a tuber underground, so yes, they'll come back.
Mm-hmm.
Just get rid of the rubbishy looking.
So
leaves
cut them right
the
back.
Yeah.
Cut them right back.
Yeah.
Okay, my hydrangeas, Mary says in Port Leash.
Here we go. First hydrangea question.
Both in pots and in the garden itself, they look dead and dreary after the cold December. So what should she do with them now?
Kind of nothing.
Nothing.
Leave them.
I know.
This is what you said before about these things. They can look awful.
They can look awful. So it is a question of you choose plants, I suppose, based on your personality as well. So if you like a tidy looking garden in at this time of the year, sometimes hydrangea aren't for you. Then it's as simple as that. They can look untidy and unruly and very sad looking. So
you have to put up with it.
You kind of have to put up
with
it.
It's kind of gardening because
February,
plants
yeah.
go through that whole cycle. Hydrangeas are deciduous. They're not evergreen. Most of them aren't evergreen anyway in terms of foliage and certainly not flower. So all plants, like nature, we're lucky enough to have four distinct seasons. So if you can,
still.
Allow those plants. Still.
Still.
Yes. Yeah.
Now, this question is about Agapanthus.
Oh, yes.
Is it okay to deadhead it now?
Yeah. So it's it'll
right
have,
in,
most people would leave the flowering stem on for over Christmas and you get a nice bit of frost on it and it looks kind of twinkly. It's kind of
so
nice.
So they're African lilies. Yeah. They're light flowering kind of bulbs. Are they tubers or bulbs? They're bulbs that
well,
come up.
A massive root system on them, but they have beautiful white or blue flowers. And yes,
when so much other stuff has disappeared
they
really look particularly good in pots. Where the roots are restricted, they tend to do very well.
Feed the hell out of them. But that's another tip for Agapanthus. Yes, take off those old flower heads. And then in the spring, give them a good feed because they flower really well if you feed them.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, they're just going to grow strappy leaves and look like just foliage plants. So if you give them a good potash...
Yeah.
Back to the potash again, potassium, they'll flower really well for you.
What else are we supposed to be doing this month, apart from moving trees around?
There's a tyranny of gardening, which leads us to think we should be out in the garden all the time doing stuff. Sometimes at this time of the year, you can do more damage being
walking
outside,
on the ground,
on the ground or whatever. So plan your garden. Think of what worked well last year. Think of what trees you'd like to put in. Later on Instagram, maybe we'll both put up, I've done a list of 10 or 11 trees that are suitable for small to medium sized gardens. Mm. So just maybe go to the garden centre. You might get a bare rooted tree. If you get bare rooted trees or hedges, especially native hedges, which are really good to put in, this time of the year is very good. You get good prices and it's one of the few jobs that's really worth doing at this time of the year.
So do a lot of thinking.
Well, do a lot of thinking and a lot of sitting down by the fire with an old book. Fabulous.
That sounds great. I like that kind of gardening. Right. I'm finding it hard, says Deirdre, to grow sage outdoors or indoors. And Deirdre lives by the sea.
Okay. It should be.
Shouldn't be.
It's one of those, people think they have to treat herbs with a huge kindness and give them lots of food and stuff. In fact, they grow on the side of mountains where the water drips, or comes down the mountain and comes off them, and then they dry out. So they don't want lots of good soil. They want rubbish, absolute rubbish. So if you can put them into a pot that has a lot of grit and a lot of, you know, not much nutrient, they'll grow really well. But when you put them into really good soil and start putting manure around them,
they're going, won't like
I don't
it.
Think so.
So they're Mediterranean herb, and the trick is that poor soil and as much sun as possible. Yeah. And if she's in a seaside location, that it's probably open, you know.
Should be lovely and bright. Should be lovely and bright.
Okay. Inside, not so good.
So bad soil, Deirdre, is what you need.
Rough.
And you know, we really should all be growing our herbs, because at Christmas time, you couldn't buy dill.
Sage.
You couldn't buy sage. None. There was none. And there's no reason for us not to have it, I say to myself.
Yes.
Now, this one. What do the experts recommend for pyracantha hedging, which we planted last year and it's now looking a bit forlorn with no berries?
It'll be fine.
It'll be fine. It takes a few years to get going. So, the trick with hedging is people think it's going to look instantly gorgeous and I'm after putting all this effort into planting it. But actually, it has to settle in. It's growing a few roots. It's getting its nutrients. And in a few years' time, that pyracantha will be, first of all, it'll flower, and then it'll give you the most beautiful berries
and
in the winter.
And the birds absolutely love it. And you can get red or
orange.
Really vivid orange. Yeah. The most important thing, however, if you're growing it as a hedge or against the wall, is cut it back.
And
keep
tie it
compact.
In. Yeah.
Tie it in. Because when it starts to lean out, there's nothing you can do to wrestle it.
And if you get somebody in to cut it for you when it's out of control, let me tell you, they'll charge you a fortune. And the other thing about it, if you're going to do it yourself, wear leather gloves, because there's if you get your skin gets a nick from the thorns and pyracantha, it's a very sore thing for a few weeks.
How have you lovely soft hands?
I don't have lovely soft hands.
You do, yeah.
That's
they hiding them now.
Leather gloves, that's why. Taking her own advice. Let's go to another one here. That's another one about a wildflower patch in the garden or lawn, the prep that I'm looking at, the best time to sow. So we said to leave it for now.
Leave it for the moment, because funnily enough, again, wildflower meadow is going to want not very fertile soil.
Yeah.
But the most important thing, it'll want a good structure, good free draining structure. And if you walk on soil at the moment, you're probably implanting.
Mm-hmm. Talking about patience earlier, Nora seems to have plenty because she's been looking at the camellia for years. It's very healthy, but it hasn't flowered for those years.
Yeah. Some camellias, despite all your efforts, don't. So the trick is, with camellias, they have to be watered all year round. They can't dry out. They dry out, the buds will just drop off. The flowering buds will drop off. They need to be fed straight after they finish flowering, which is usually kind of April time. From then to maybe the end of July, you feed them. You stop feeding them at the end of the summer, and then they start to produce nice plump
and they like
flowering
an acidic
buds.
Soil so
and
they're
like
quite challenging
acid.
Okay, so a few things she can do or she can look at the lovely healthy camellia with
flowers. Buy a hellebore, get a hellebore
which will flower.
Yes.
Thank you both very much.
You're
and
very
we'll
well.
See you again right. soon. Dermot and Mari, we'll have the gathering for you after this.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.